Nathan Waltman, Network Director of TIL Radio Network, here to provide a quick warning about today's subject matter. In today's Keeping It Young episode, Dave and Beth Lee will be talking on the subject of pornography and the effects it has in our relationships. We as a staff at TIL Radio Network believe this is a subject worthy of talking about, but understand this is not a subject for all ages. If you have little ones or even teenagers that you would not like to hear this subject matter, we ask that you turn the radio off at this time or put in some headphones. Thank you for your understanding, and we at Truth and Love Radio Network hope today's episode will be a help to you and your relationships in life.
Welcome to the Keeping It Young radio program, conversations about marriage, family, and ministry life. I'm Dave.
And I'm Beth Lee.
And we are the Youngs.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for joining us here at Keeping It Young, where Dave and Beth Lee share practical lessons from God's Word about marriage, family, and ministry life. They desire to encourage, edify, and equip you as you navigate these important matters in your own life. Well, today we come to the conclusion of that much-needed series on hindrances in marriage relationships. So let the miles fade away between you and the Youngs as they come to share their hearts and experiences with you wherever you are in the world.
So here's a big statement. This is a massive hindrance. Pornography is a massive hindrance in your marriage. So it should have no place at all in your marriage. Here's a second statement. It should never be considered okay by those of us who are believers.
Right.
The world says it's okay. Hollywood says it's okay. Actors will say it's okay. The culture, other teenagers will say it's okay. But the fact of the matter is, we are believers. We believe the Bible. It should never be considered okay for any reason. Mm-hmm. It exploits real people.
Yes.
That's not okay. It's part of the human trafficking problem of our day. That is not okay.
No.
It results in skewed views of sexuality. Some men have this thinking because of a life of pornography. Women are objects to satisfy my lust. Mm. God didn't design women to be an object to satisfy a man's lust. Her body is holy and sacred. It belongs to God and her spouse.
Right.
It belongs to no one else.
Right.
And we have to think clearly. Even areas like child molestation are often connected today to this issue of pornography. Men allowed it into their life, or even women.
Right.
And the next thing you know, they are thinking inappropriately, and it can have devastating results.
Yes.
Damaging and devastating result. It even damages our brains. There are many guys who deal with issues, and forgive this phrase, issues like erectile dysfunction. If you have a television, don't be offended by that, because there's commercials about that even on TV now.
Right.
But the question comes up, why is it that a young man in his 20s and 30s can have an issue with this? To where he cannot perform in the bedroom for his own wife. Mm. Well, it goes back to pornography. The devastating effects of pornography are wrong for anybody. But if you're a believer, Beth and I just want to say it is never okay, and it should never be considered okay.
No, not even a little. Just we believe that lie of just one look, just one scroll, just one chapter in this book.
And that little thing, the problem with it is the little never stays that way.
Right.
It leads to something else.
That Satan uses and it's time, to pull you in.
And time and time.
Yes.
It just goes on forever.
It does.
Here's a third thing I'd want to say to you. It should never be kept secret. It should never be kept secret. Some men are embarrassed. Some ladies are embarrassed about a struggle in their life. Mm-hmm. But I want to remind you that silence and secrecy are the tools of our enemy.
Yes.
They're the tools of evil. Sin thrives in secrecy.
Right.
And some guys never get victory over near. Some ladies never get victory over a struggle in their life because they're scared to tell somebody. We're afraid of being judged. Right. We're afraid of what somebody might think. We're afraid of what our spouse might think. Hmm. But we're going downhill, and the hill just keeps going down.
Right. You need help.
And the only way to get the help is to become open about it. Mm-hmm. To confess it. Confession is a wonderful Bible word. It's used in two ways in relation to our sin. 1 John chapter 1 says, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So when I confess to God, the result is forgiveness and cleansing.
Yes.
God forgives me. He makes me clean. Mm. So I can go to God and be clean. I can go to God and be forgiven. Right. And that's true every time. When the Bible says he's faithful, it means that he'll do it every time. Every time I go. Mm-hmm. That's encouraging that God is that forgiving, that loving, that able to defeat our sin.
Right.
But confession is not just something I go to God. James chapter 5 says that we are to confess our faults one to another. And here's something that we've learned, and this is so important. If you're battling these areas, I will tell you that confession is essential, because to keep it silent, to keep it secret, to keep it hidden is dangerous.
Yes.
If I confess to God, I find forgiveness and cleansing.
Yes.
But to confess to someone else is a key to healing. Listen to what the Bible says. Confess your faults one to another that you may be healed. If you're going to find healing in this, if you're going to overcome this, you've got to be willing to be open about it. You've got to be willing to state what's going on, to admit the failure. Is it going to have ramifications? Absolutely.
Yes.
Would a spouse be devastated if you've kept this a secret from your spouse? Mm-hmm. There's going to be some devastation.
Yes.
Is it going to take some time to overcome it?
Yes.
To bring healing to the damage of, somebody says, well, wouldn't it be better to keep it secret and they never know? I will tell you that it will not stay secret.
No.
Either you bring it to light, or the Bible is very clear that your sin will come to the light.
Yes.
It just always does. There's going to come a day that your spouse is going to find the history. Mm-hmm. Your spouse is going to see the image, walk in at the wrong time.
Right.
And you just have got to be open about it. So, if we're thinking about how devastating and damaging and how much of a hindrance porn is to a marriage, think like this. Number one, it should have no place at all in our life in marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yes.
It should never be considered okay by those of us who are believers.
Right.
Number three, it should never be kept secret.
Mm-hmm.
And number four, when porn is an issue in a life, steps should be taken to defeat it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
If it's true that it's as big a deal as people say that it is, then many of you listening to us right now, it's either been a part of your life or it still is.
Right.
And when it's an issue in your life, you cannot overcome it without taking the steps to defeat it.
Right.
It's not something you do overnight. It's not something you say, okay, I'm done with it, and walk away, because it's an addiction. It affects our brains to the point that there are, when a person is involved in porn, no matter what kind it is, it releases the dopamine, these chemicals in our brain. God designed us this way. It was part of our enjoyment of life. But when you abuse that, then it becomes an addictive process. And some would even say that pornography is more addictive than any drug. It's certainly more addictive than cigarettes and alcohol. You can't quit. A person, we all know people that, you know, I'm done with cigarettes, and they put it down and they walk away and they never pick up another one.
Right.
But most people, it's a process of time. Of overcoming the urge to smoke, or overcoming the desire.
Right.
It's a cutting back over a process of time even. But with porn, you can't cut back because it has such devastation. There does have to be a cold turkey, I'm done.
Yes.
But you can't do it on your own without the right steps.
Right. Even non-Bible believers believe that pornography can be damaging to individuals and to families. And they even say you have to take steps to get rid of this in your life.
Yeah. So here's some steps that we would offer you. You need counsel. I will tell you that your pastor will not be caught off guard if this is a part of your life. Everybody I know in the ministry is aware that people are dealing with this, and we're all trying to help.
Right.
Counsel, scripture. Psalm 119 says, "Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee." I've got to start replacing the lustful thoughts, the wrong images with God's truth over and over and over. Counsel, scripture, and then in my notes I say removal. You can survive without a smartphone's apps and access to the internet.
Yes.
Smartphones are almost essential. We use them for our maps.
Yes.
We use them for our banking. We use them for texting, for calling.
Right.
But, you know, you can block apps. You can get an accountability partner to block all the apps. You can take off access to the internet.
Right.
You can remove YouTube. You can take away social media. You can have a smartphone that gives you access to the normal. Maybe you need the map. Maybe you need the bank. But you can shut everything else down.
Right.
There's a way to do it. and you do some research, you can find the way.
Mm-hmm.
You can survive without a smartphone. You can remove the TV or access to the computer and live.
Right.
You can. You've got to be willing to remove anything that opens the door for you to continue down this wrong road of pornography.
And it may seem like a hard choice to make or inconvenient. Who wants to live without their internet on their phone?
Sure.
These days, nobody does. And so it may be something that you're just going to have to put up with in order to have purity in your
and
life.
And to overcome, to overcome, it's just going to take a willingness to make the sacrifice. Yeah. So I would say, what steps can I take? Counsel, scripture, removal, and before we go here in a moment, accountability.
Hmm.
Accountability is going to be essential in your marriage to overcome this.
Mm-hmm.
For us in our lives, with our kids, in our own marriage, we use filters on all of our internet access devices.
Right.
We personally use covenant eyes. Hmm. It's based on Job 31:1. I made a covenant with my eyes. Why then should I think on a maid? We have a filter with accountability on it, so that we have partners. Our children, we get their internet access reports.
Right, we know what they've been looking
at. If you have an issue with this, it's going to take accountability. Filter with accountability partners, standards that provide assurance to your spouse.
Right.
So you have to be willing to say, "Okay, honey, what would help you to believe me?"
Right.
And you say, well, she's being unreasonable. He's being unreasonable. I personally think they should be willing. They should have your permission to call the standard.
Right.
Now take that very carefully. But I believe that if you have damaged your marriage by your pornography and it's going to come to light, then one of the ways you're going to have to overcome it is the accountability. That means you're going to have to say to your spouse, "You know that I failed here.
Mm-hmm.
What standard do you think I need to have to where you have assurance that he's taken steps or she's taking steps?"
Yes.
And let your spouse decide.
Right.
And you see, "Oh, but I didn't like what she decided," or "I didn't like what he decided." Doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. If you're going to overcome this, you have to overcome it as a married couple.
Right.
So standards that provide assurance to your spouse are essential. You need some regular meetings with a counselor or an accountability partner.
Uh-huh.
And then even start taking continual pursuits, investments towards purity.
Hmm.
Read books on the issue of purity.
Right.
Find books that are written by godly people that challenge your thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Even the book I mentioned, the quotes from the book I mentioned early, my sons and I, every time we read it, we'll read it occasionally again. It's a short book. It's a small book. And yet it always challenges us. One of the things the author says in that book is, purity is wise and impurity is stupid. and so every so often, we'll say that to each other, me and my sons. Purity is wise, impurity is stupid. You want to be stupid? Then just look at pornography. You want to be stupid? Then just get involved in adultery or having an affair.
Right.
This is important. And so our time is going quickly here. Is this a big issue?
Yes.
It is. Mm-hmm. Is it a massive hindrance in marriages?
Mm-hmm.
You better believe it.
Yeah.
But we just wanted to give you a challenge today. You can win.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to take care of this particular hindrance. Maybe it's one of the biggest ones we've mentioned because of the influence of our culture.
Right.
And some practical advice. Mm-hmm. if it's been an issue in your past and you're still struggling to overcome it, remember to emphasize your bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
You're married.
Yes.
Be aware of each other.
Yes.
Be concerned about each other's needs. If your mind is perverted by fantasy, I read in one counseling book that you need to retrain your mind to focus on your spouse.
Mm-hmm.
You keep the lights on in your bedroom. You keep your eyes open. You focus on each other. You call each other's name. In other words, dear friends, we live in a culture where pornography has done devastating things to life itself.
Right.
And to marriages.
Right.
But Bethy and I wanted to just set aside an entire podcast to say to you, it's wrong.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you need help. And you've got to get counsel. You've got to get accountability.
Yes.
You can win.
Yes,
will it be
victory.
Easy? It will not be easy. But you have a Bible. You have the Holy Spirit if you're a believer. You have friends, you have a church, you have a pastor, you have a connection class leader or a Sunday school teacher. Find those who can help you.
Well, you've been listening to the conclusion of the series on hindrances in marriage relationships. Tomorrow, Dave and Bethley will be starting up a new series entitled The Challenging Seasons of Life. This is Michael Barnett. If you need more information or would like to hear more episodes of Keeping It Young, just visit keepingityoungpodcast.com. Today's program has been a production of Keeping It Young. So thanks for listening, and remember to serve the Lord with gladness.
For more information, or to hear more Keeping It Young, go to tilradio.org or keepingityoungpodcast.com. This has been a co-production with Keeping It Young and TIL Radio Network.